And welcome to HCOE Season 2, Episode 19, Main Round 8?
Yes, because yes, it's the 8 with the top 8.
That's right. Mm-hmm. And this week we have Hollywood Records. So any artist that was signed to Hollywood Records at some point in time and released something on their record label was golden this week. And we have a special guest this week who's an expert in Disney pop and all things contemporary and classic.
We'll be making up for the fact that me and Zelina suck at this subject matter.
Yes.
Okay. And
that's
drum roll.
That special guest is back by popular demand. It's Rain.
Yay! Umbridge is embodied.
Umbridge is embodied. Oh my god, no. When I asked
sequel reference.
Yeah, sequel. It was Umbridge. It was like, now girls. Yeah. Judging a singing competition. Unless Umbridge is a guest.
Unless
judge.
Umbridge is embodied.
Umbridge? What? Harry Potter?
Yeah.
Yes. Oh, Starkid Productions.
I'm so confused.
Have you never seen the Starkid
Intervention. No.
But in my defense, I'm doing a Harry Potter Mafia right now. And I'm trying to do the night action and I'm so confused and multitasking, but yeah.
We have so far gone off the subject of what we're doing.
Yes, back on subject, because Ambie has work in the morning, so let's do this. All right, so I guess we're going right into it, because we already explained it, and we said that the Rain's here, and me and Zelina are here too. Hi, how you doing? So then, first up tonight, like most of the time, Miss Early Submission, Princess Clary.
Chance to die until we dance into the
And kicking off tonight was Princess Clary with A View to Kill by Duran Duran. Yeah.
This does count.
It does count. We had a little judges discussion about it. But yeah, it does count because they were signed to Hollywood Records at one time. Very short. But what?
Pop music or pop.
No, yeah, pop trash or something. They had one album on the record label. But for the ruling, I did say as long as they were on the record label at some point and released exclusive material, it's good. So yeah, Clary is in the safe zone for this. I don't know this song. I don't know Duran Duran at all.
My mommy loves this song.
Really?
I'm in the same boat.
For what? This is something that you've stumped everyone, even the ringer judge that we had to pull in for this round. Way to go, Clary.
Oh, I know this song.
Oh, well, oh my god, Zelina's the only one that knows it. Dang.
Wow. I love the 80s. I probably have it on vinyl somewhere.
Probably the first and last song Zelina's good with tonight.
I recall hearing the song because it sounded very familiar because like I grew up listening in the 80s. Thank you, Mom and Dad. But I just cannot, no. I don't.
My Duran Duran extensive knowledge is what Read to Me has told me about the history. Anyway, Clary, I thought this was a very different style than you usually do, and I liked it on you. But and I thought it was vocally nice, but overall I wanted a bit more power in the chorus and a bit more dynamics in it because this song sounds kind of repetitive to me, like da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da in the chorus. And hearing that several times, I wish you kind of like had some more energy levels or threw in some liberties to kind of keep things fresh. But still, it was a good job and a nice way to start off tonight. So, yeah. I guess?
Yeah.
I don't know the order tonight.
I guess we'll just put...
We'll go in our order and then just tack Rain onto the end.
All right, works for me. For me, sometimes the music was a little bit louder than you. Now, this is probably because I'm just used to it, or I don't know what it was, but it kind of felt empty. Probably because I, like what I said, I'm used to it with the effects. So maybe if you added some effects, because it kind of felt a little bland for me without it, but again, I might be used to it. You were vocally nice, and like Jeffrey says, I would have liked more dynamics from you. Because it started to feel very linear, like half, not halfway, but a little bit after halfway. So yeah, Ambie?
I have to agree with the linear note. Like, I mean, that was really all I wrote down because, like, this was just, I don't know. I wasn't impressed by the song choice. I think that this challenge was one that you could have picked some songs that really would have been impressive for your voice. And I think you just picked something that was a little underwhelming for you. I think this is a case of, Clary, you are better than this song, so I don't know why you sang it.
Yeah.
Because it just did nothing for your epic voice, and it kind of, the song's linear boringness kind of dragged you down a little bit with it, because I mean you were vocally fine, but the song was kind of just bleh, and I was just not really getting into it. But you could have maybe pulled me in if you did some more with it, but you weren't, and that made me sad. Rain?
I'm pretty much gonna be echoing a lot of what was previously said, because like I agree, it was very linear. Like vocally, it sounded great. It wasn't a very vocally challenging song. I haven't heard it as much as everyone else, but it did not seem like the ranges were very out there as just one range. Like there was no problem with like tone or anything, but it had a very awkward ending to the song. But personally, I feel that's the 80s. As well as like bland.
The 80s are just awkward.
I'm sorry. '80s. I can't handle 80s.
I like the 80s, but I don't like Duran Duran as much as I like other people in the 80s.
Duran Duran had good songs. They did have some good songs.
Some.
But like, I think it was performed well, but it was. I don't want to say mediocre because it wasn't mediocre. It was outstandingly mediocre.
It was as best as the song could offer you.
Yes, there we go. That sums it up.
Okay. And all good? All four of us?
Yep.
All right. So up next is Read to Me. This ought to be interesting. Read to Me singing Disney pop. Yeah.
Again?
Yeah.
Thank you. two, one, two, three, four. Give me more loving than I've ever had. Make me feel better when I'm feeling sad. Tell me I'm special even though I know I'm not. Make me feel good when I hurt so bad. Barely getting mad and I'm so glad I found you. I love being around you. You make it easy. It's easy as one, two, one, there's only one thing to do. Three words for you. I love you. There's only one way to say those three words. That's what I'll do. I love you. Give me more loving from the very start. Piece me back together when I fall apart. Tell me things you never even tell your closest friends. Make me feel good when I hurt so bad. You're the best I had and I'm so glad I found you. I love being around you. You make it easy. It's easy as one, two, one, two, there's only one thing to do. Three words for you. I love you. There's only one way to say those three words. That's what I'll do. I love you. I love you. Make it easy. It's easy as one, two, one, two, there's three, only four. One thing to do. Three words for you. I love you. There's only one way to say those three words. That's what I'll do. I love you. I love you. One way to say three words for you. I love you. I love you.
Hey, Ambi, I have an idea.
What?
Let's put Jefferson Rain together at the beginning of each song or each critique. That way we can go after them and know what we're talking about.
Well, I actually know what I'm talking about in this one.
Oh, damn. Damn it, Ambie.
What? What?
Plan failed. All right.
Sorry, Zell. You're floating in a river of all by yourself on this one.
Yeah, a deep plan. Kill my ass,
this
lava.
This is a pretty
okay.
popular song, Zell.
I don't listen to the radio. Okay, and that was Read to Me with 1, 2, 3, 4 from Plain White Tee's album Big Bad World. I did my research.
Bravo.
They released it from Hollywood label in 2009. Okay.
She needed to do all this research because she didn't know anything about any of the songs.
Yeah, exactly. I'm filling up my critique with information. Okay, I don't really know how to critique this, and I don't know how this song goes as well as Rain seems to know it as, from what I can see. It was slightly linear. For me, it was nice to listen to, but it was just, just listening to it. It wasn't really, like, paying attention, keeping my attention. And I thought the vocals were okay, but that's really all I have to say for this. Ambi?
See, for me, I have a slightly, like, opposite take on it. I thought that it wasn't so much linear as I thought there was an issue with the vocals being a little too, I guess, the word I wrote down was harsh, and then I wrote down gruff. Like, it just seemed kind of like, I don't know, really... there was just something in your tone of voice as you were singing this that it wasn't pleasant to listen to for me. And I also felt a bit of a style clash at times. Like, you were using way too much, like, musical theater vibrato in this at times. I was like, why are you vibratoing? This is not a musical theater song. Not a musical theater song. And, yeah, I personally was not a fan. I would have liked you to be a little softer edge to your vocals for me. Rain?
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Wait, what? He's after me.
Oh, I knew that.
Very nice, Jeff.
Like, I was like, getting ready to talk to them. Like, wait, what?
My bad.
Okay. I'm sorry, I wasn't a fan. Like, I personally really do enjoy the song. And first and foremost, like, the first, right off the bat, I wrote on loud. I'm like,
oh,
like,
yeah, that was the other thing, was at times I thought that the balance was kind of weird, because there was times when the music was really loud, and then there were times when your vocals were really loud. Yeah.
Yeah, because, like, right off the bat, and I saw background music, and then, bam, voice, and I'm like, whoa, that was loud. Okay. Now, this song has a very consistency to it when it comes to verses and choruses, and there was no consistency. Like, the very first chorus, you went down when it goes up, and which I'm like, okay, maybe just keeping to his vocal range. But then later on in the song, you went up, and then at the very end, you ended it with going down. And I'm like, are we doing Stairmaster here or something?
Vocal roller coaster!
Created a little bit of awkwardness. And then, did you use a track that had background vocals?
Yeah, those were canned vocals. Those were definitely canned vocals.
Okay, because, like, my take on that is, if you're using background vocals that are going to sing high and you're going to go low, avoid that, because that creates more awkwardness to me. I also felt that you went too musical theater-ish with this, because, like, some of the notes were held out a lot longer when they should have just been cut down, because you went into the vibrato, and sometimes you wavered with your tone and didn't even go into vibrato. And it's just, yeah, I just don't know why you, like, ended it with going, with, like, dropping the chorus down instead of bringing it up for a nice finish, because, like, I felt it kind of ended a little sour with doing that.
I actually have to, like, 100% disagree with Rain on that, the note about going up and down, because I really, really like that a lot, because this is a very linear song melody wise and lyrically wise. I thought it was really neat how he was completely, like, switching it up and changing it up and throwing in liberties to, like, really make it his own. And, like, this is kind of what I wanted Clary to do more of, to keep her song refreshing, because I know the song really well, because I almost covered it for Rockstar, but I didn't. But
Rockstar.
Yeah, like, my first note was actually, ooh, Cookie's Liberty, because she did that same thing in hers. But, yeah, I thought the liberties were really nice for me anyway. But I agree with the tone. It could have been a little bit softer. But I thought you had nice emotion, though, but the tone was a clash with the vibrato thing. But I like this as a whole overall, though.
So you confuse me, Jeffers, else. Because, like, when Maddie used to do liberties, you always hated them. But when other people do liberties, you always love them.
Well, okay, when in Maddie's case, she threw in runs, and it threw her off tempo because she had to catch up after that. I cleared that with her afterwards, but I like the liberties in this one. I don't know.
You confuse me. Sometimes
sometimes they sound good, sometimes they don't. I like the ones in here.
Alright.
That's all I can say.
Okay. See, and, like, that's where I'm a little bit of a what's the word?
Purist or like original,
kind of like I don't like too much overt deviation, because sometimes I feel like deviation is necessary for some things, and I didn't feel like deviation was necessary for this song. But, like, I can see where you're coming from when it comes, like, the liberties and everything. It's just I personally found it awkward.
Because I think, like, if it didn't have the liberties, it'd be really bland, because the song is very repetitive, like Clary's one, so that's all.
All right. But in that case, we are moving on to our next contestant, who is Nani. Nani is next. Nani.
Mm-hmm. I am confident, but I still have my moments, baby. That's just me. I'm not a supermodel. I still eat McDonald's, baby. That's just me. Some may say I need to be afraid of losing everything because of where I had my start and where I made my name. Well, everything's the same in the La La Land machine. My dress, oh baby, that's just me. Who said I can't be single and have to go out and mingle, baby? That's just me. Some may say I need to be afraid of losing everything because of where I had my start and where. Tell me, do you feel the way I feel? Cause nothing else is real in the La La Land appeal.
Was Nani with La La Land by Demi Lovato, who I love. I love what she stands for and stuff, and how she like totally came out with like Disney almost killed me and all that good stuff. Being a pop star almost killed me.
Nice.
That's what she like stands for. And, like,
good for her.
Yeah, she was like, I'm totally like cutting my wrists and eating disorders, and she's like, screw that. No, not doing it anymore. Peace out, Sunny with a Chance. Props for you, Demi Lovato. Props for you.
No. Random.
So random. Yeah, I do admit, though, thanks to her, now we have So Random on TV.
Yeah.
That's not something to be happy about. That show sucks. Anyways, Nani.
Isn't that like a ripoff of iCarly?
No, it is a ripoff of All That. Yeah, basically.
Oh.
And a really bad ripoff of All That, but I digress. Nani. Okay. I liked this a lot on you, but I didn't love it like I usually do with you, because you always do these great things where you do, like, these really belty notes that sound, like, so pure and awesome and just natural. But for some reason for me today, the belty notes seemed kind of yelly at times. Like, they just didn't seem to flow as naturally as they usually do. Maybe because this song had so many of them. And just, I don't know, I wasn't a big fan of those notes. Like, I liked your more, like, versey notes. Like, I didn't like the big, like, la, la,
Borderlands, and at times you need to be careful with those as well, because they were getting a little near the toppy point at times, and they were getting kind of loud. So just, I don't know, your mixing seemed a little off this week, I guess, overall, for me. But other than that, I still thought it was good. Like, I thought your tone was really good on it. I thought you totally owned the attitude of this song. But, yeah, just a little less yelly. Rain?
Okay, this is might be me, like my sleep-deprived adult brain, but seemed a little slow than the original.
Low or slow?
Like, low. Pitch?
Slow.
Slow, oh.
As in, like, maybe the tempo got dropped down to fast, which is totally fine. It just, I kind of...
It's probably just the backtrack she had, and she was just going with the backtrack.
That could have been it, too.
They vary a little bit sometimes.
Yeah.
My notes are like, okay, well, I enjoyed it quite a bit. I do agree with Ambie. Like, from what I've heard previously, like, there is a lot of, like, awesome beltiness to your, beltiness to, like, some of your song choices and everything. It sounds great. And, like, I'm not saying you didn't do a good job on this one, because you did do a good job. It's just, there was a lot of yelling. Like, I feel like I'm just echoing, but like, the key change, I thought that you did really well with getting the key changes, though, and maintaining them, at least, a little consistency there. Like, you were able to sustain your long notes, which is impressive, because I know a lot of people just, they crack, and that's awesome. And, like, towards the end, towards the final key change for the ending song, like, I started hearing a little bit of static in the mix. So, I would say just listen closely for those, because, yeah, that distracted me. ADOP for the win. Next!
Nani, Demi Lovato. I think this is like her third Demi song, and I love her on Demi Lovato. I agree. It was good for me, but I actually disagree with MB, and I didn't feel like I got enough attitude actually from this song, especially in the verses. I think you got. I felt like your attitude got better in the belting parts, but I didn't really get the whole like I'm just me rawr like. I'm gonna do what I wanna do, kind of feel.
I'm gonna eat fucking McDonald's, bitches!
Exactly, Andy. Yeah, I mean, it sounded very pretty and vocally very nice, but like I thought it was a little too pretty for this song, because it's more of like a nitty gritty song.
A rocker
like chick. Pop punk?
Yeah, almost like almost as punk as Disney can get, kind of. Like, it's not a really smooth, pretty song. And I thought the belting needed more power, but like a bit more like aggression or something to it. Cause like I don't know, something didn't sound as full in her belting as it could be. Like, I think the performance was a little lacking for me this week, but still very good job, Nani. Like, belting amazing. And like, I could never do anything remotely close. So good job. So.
WTF, I think I recognize this song.
Another gasp moment.
Or just the introduction section. Like, dun, dun, da 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 da. Yeah. I've heard that somewhere, so I know I recognize that.
Because Lash did the song on Popstar.
That's once. Probably where I've heard it. I thought he had good emotion, what I can pick up from the song. I preferred your verses over your chorus. And slightly screamy on your belting parts, or is that stylistic? Because compared to like some of your other stuff, like the Milan, which I really loved last week, this was pretty screamy for me.
Considering that all of us pretty much addressed the whole yelly thing, it's not a part of the style.
Okay. Well, I actually thought it wasn't enough personally for me, anyway.
You wanted more yelling? God, if there was more yelling, it would have been like getting yelled at by a high school principal.
Aggression
or coach.
Not yelling, just more like aggression with behind the belting.
Okay, so belting plus aggression equals yelling to me.
Head to desk.
I think that's it then, because we've hit our usual done with its silence.
Like crickets?
No, those are actually frogs. See, Jeffers is from Hawaii, and he has frogs outside.
Mm-hmm. Yes, they're very small.
They're kind of bird, though.
They sound like birds. I swear.
They really are frogs. They really are. We've been over this like a million times between both seasons of the show.
Yeah. I will PM you a link to these frogs after this.
All right. So then coming up next, since we've resorted ourselves to frog talk again, is Valkyrie Celeste.